In Japan, stocks are at an 18-year low. The country remains in the grip of a decades-long recession. In less than 2 months, the government says it plans to phase out its guarantee to reimburse all deposits in the event of bank failures. The decision is adding to an already nervous mood in Japan. The BBC's Charles Scanlon reports from Tokyo.
They're counting the cash at the Tokoriki Honten gold shop in central Tokyo, emerging from the shopping bags of eager customers. You don't see many smiles in Tokyo's financial district these days, but in gold shops like this, the staff can hardly contain their glee. Sales of gold bars are up 5 times on this time last year, says the shop manager Masahiro Arai.
In Japan, trade in gold is usually done with cash. People come in here with paper bags full of money, and then they take the gold and go home, often by train or taxi. They're buying in large quantities, up to 30 million yen at a time.
That's more than $200,000. An elderly woman who produced the equivalent of $25,000 in cash didn't want to give her name.
The economy is in a dangerous state at the moment, really dangerous. I'm buying euros and dollars as well as gold. Something disastrous could happen to the economy. I'm very anxious about the yen, it's getting weaker. That's why I'm buying gold for the family.
Concerns about the health of the Japanese economy are coming to a head. The stock market is plunging to new depths, and that puts intolerable pressure on the banks, which rely on huge stock portfolios. They're already groaning under the weight of loans that will never be repaid. On top of all that, the government begins to phase out its guarantee to reimburse all bank deposits at the end of March. That means if banks fail, depositors could lose their savings. Kana Norimoto, banking analyst at Nikko Salomon Smith Barney in Tokyo, says the timing could hardly be worse.
I actually don't agree with them taking the deposit cap off at this point. I think that the government needs every policy it has in place right now to cope with a growing systemic crisis. You're seeing a lot of people who are jittery, and I think that in itself could push the current situation over the edge.
Out on the streets, people are getting worried. Many Japanese lost huge sums on the stock market when the bubble burst 10 years ago. It's still more than 70% below its peak. Now people are questioning the banks.
The banks are so unstable and I'm very confused about how to keep my savings. We don't know which ones are reliable.
Some are seeking refuge in the state-owned post office. There are predictions that in the end, the government will have to nationalize the entire banking system and sort out the bad loan problem with public funds. So is gold a good option?
Maybe from a retail depositor standpoint, it seems to be a very safe investment. Obviously, there's something very tactile about gold. You can probably just stick your gold bars under your mattress or something. But it renders monetary policy ineffective for the government.
The Japanese government and the economists may not like it, but the yellow stuff is likely to remain in demand for the foreseeable future.
Charles Scanlon of the BBC.